You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. You love to play, you play to win, you bet.
Bet Parks.
Nailed it. Jinx.
Thank you.
There you go.
Good one.
Now you can't talk for the whole pod. Sucks
that would be
you.
I feel like we probably did this before, but it would be a really funny bit if you actually didn't let me
know. I know. Yeah, it'd be great.
You know, it'd be a good debate rule for this pod.
Ooh.
That if me and you are debating and the other person is capable of jinxing the other person,
that they
then
can,
does
then
have to
win
be
the
quiet
debate
for a little bit. Like then, like there's no more talking. Like if I know you're gonna say Sirianni and I go like Sirianni jinx, then it's my turn. It might get annoying quickly, but I feel like it could potentially be a good debate tactic.
Yeah, it could be annoying. I agree.
Yeah, you're funny, annoying.
You look very look good. You look like
thank you
put together today.
Well, I said this on the air, but I got up. I'm telling you, man, going to the gym, the sauna, the spa, it's good for the face, dressed, got a acceptable coffee cup that isn't spilling everywhere, which is nice.
Things are coming up, Elliot.
Everything's just turning around for the positive, you know, the team.
How long do you think this morning gym thing's going to go on? Because you're like Mr. Gung-ho about it.
I think forever,
I'm
going to
give
honestly.
It no chance.
I think forever.
I will bet everything that I have that it's not going on forever.
Are you betting again?
No, yeah, I'm betting against you, yes. Mm. I'm not betting you because then that would give you motivation.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't think it'll happen. You love to do things and then stop.
Well, I'm
things.
Like a month in.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling good about
I'm
it.
I'm going to say 6 months. And that I
mean,
might
6
be
months
long.
Is a long time.
That's what I mean. It might be long.
I might change to different parts of the day. But, I mean, what's helping is Kristen is doing it. So, like, it's a we both get up thing.
That does make a difference.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know this, but, like, waking up early once you're in the routine of it, not that bad.
Oh, is that true? Is that really?
Yeah, that 5:45 alarm is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try setting it 2.5 hours before that. Yeah, a little different.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to the gym in the morning. I can tell you that much.
I don't think the gym's open.
It's not.
In your morning.
It's not. But I'm happy you're happy.
Yeah. It's been good. So going to LA in a few days.
Oh, is that why? You got to be looking good, right?
Yeah, exactly. I've been thinking about this game quite a bit. And I mean, I've said it before, but I feel like I'm officially there with it. Like, I think they'll win, but this truly does feel like a more difficult game than maybe we're giving it credit for. I texted you about this, and it seems like you read the line different, but -3, I thought was a little interesting for the Eagles. Like, I don't think it's a, whoa, look at that line, but the Eagles have won 6 straight. They're 8-2. The Rams are.
See, I would have guessed it would be -3. Like that
would
have been right
like
around
4.5, 5.
I think you're giving across the country. Like,
yeah,
I mean, like that'd be a big road line. Like at 3 points already is.
Well,
the Eagles are
three games better than them or whatever.
Yeah, but you're going across country.
Right.
Like I don't know.
I just from that line, I feel like they want people to bet the Eagles. I think the general fan sees -3 and goes, "Oh, I'll take the Eagles," and so it feels like a Rams line to me. And I think they'll win the game, but like the Rams do need it a ton. I think the Rams are a little difficult in the way that they haven't had everybody all year. So it's hard to get a read on like how good they actually are. Like Cooper Kupp missed a bunch of time. Puka Nacua missed a bunch of time. Like I think Cooper's only played in 5 games this year. I meant to look up what their record is.
Puka's played even less.
Yeah, Puka I think is even less or around the same.
I have him on a fantasy team, so I know.
So yeah, you're well aware of his struggles.
Well aware.
It just feels like the Rams are going to be tough. We both believe in the defense, but I also think the defense, there has to be a down game coming eventually. They're not going to give up 15 points over the rest of the season. So I think they win the game, but I'm a little nervous about this one.
Yeah,
more nervous than most trap games.
Yeah,
I wasn't nervous about the Bengals.
I didn't even think about it as a trap game because the Rams are a pretty solid
team. That's how you know it's a trap game.
But I like usually a trap game is against a bad team. You know what I mean?
Rams aren't great though.
But they're in the running for the NFC West.
Right. Like, because every team's in the running.
I know, but like I think the Rams, I don't think you look at the Rams with Stafford at quarterback and go, oh, we don't.
Look, it's not like I'm saying like they're playing the Giants.
That's my point.
Right.
I think that's a classic trap game, but I do think it's an interesting point that it maybe not classic trap game in the sense of a bad team, but that they do have the Ravens coming up after,
right. coming
you know,
off
they're coming
win.
Off six straight, the big win. That I do get that it's a down spot potentially.
Yeah.
And you do have to go across the country, which matters.
Yeah, it matters. I mean, having flown to Brazil, I feel like across country feels probably like nothing to them. But yes, it is something to consider. Now, having been to LA the last few times they played there, like it'll probably be mostly Eagles fans. It was last year.
Yeah, I don't think the crowd.
It's more the travel. Mm-hmm.
It's the travel. And by the way, for those who haven't noticed, for the following week, it actually works out well because the Ravens are playing Monday night in LA against the Chargers.
So oh, are they?
The Ravens actually have a shorter week coming from the West Coast.
The Rams play the Ravens play in LA this Monday after the Eagles play their Sunday night.
Sunday night, Eagles wow. Rams, Monday night, Ravens Chargers.
They can really
LA.
Flip that stadium around quick.
How about that though?
Yeah. But that's a tough game, too.
That's the point. So I do think in terms of like looking ahead to next week, the Ravens are at a slight even bigger disadvantage.
Yeah, Eagles, no, I would agree with
home,
that.
So probably
I mean, they don't get home until Tuesday morning instead of Monday morning. I also think that the importance of this game is and the Ravens this year, the game reminds me of the Chiefs last year when all year I was like, they're definitely losing that one. So don't even like just count it up as a loss. So maybe they will beat the Ravens just because I'm so sure that they won't. And I feel like everybody I talk to is like, that's going to be a tough one. So maybe they'll surprise people and win that game. The Ravens defense is not that good. I've heard you say that a few times on the air. Like, I think the Eagles actually match up in a weird way with them. Like, I think
two best running teams.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I think it'll be close. The Ravens.
Throwback.
The Ravens are not like blowing people out this
Ravens
year.
Ravens just lost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a winnable game. But I think if we're going to talk about the one seed, now we're going to get into the Lions. But I think the Eagles have one more loss that they can get if they want the one seed. I would be pretty surprised
if Detroit loses three.
If Detroit loses three more. Now,
well, one more loss, depending on tie. So that's the interesting thing. Tiebreaker wise, and I just saw this online. This is actually a really important game from a tiebreaker perspective.
Because it's a common opponent, right?
Yeah. It's
an NFC opponent.
It's like the way this works out, like this is the most important game from a tiebreaker perspective for the Eagles with the Lions.
Right.
So I believe that if they lose this game, they can't get it at 14-3. So if they win this game, they still have one loss to play with is the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And they would obviously need two from the Lions in that case, but so they do. So this is actually an oddly important game for the one seed.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I didn't know the tiebreaker aspect of it, but I agree just from the Steelers game is a tough one. Obviously, the Ravens game is a tough one. You have to go to the Commanders. I think we're all just looking over the Commanders now because Eagles beat them and the division feels
like they shouldn't.
But it is still a tough game. So I think the Eagles have one more loss they can play with, to what you said. I think that you need to hope that. You need to count on it being the Ravens game. So you have to win this week.
So I found the tweet. It's Denise Selman.
Yeah, he's like the king of
phenomenal with this stuff. So the main takeaways, I won't go through the whole thing, but his two main takeaways about the Eagles are the only way the Eagles win a 15-2 tiebreaker with Detroit is if Detroit specifically loses to Green Bay. That's the only way that happens.
And that would mean the Eagles have
The Eagles have to win out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he says losing to the Rams, a common opponent with Detroit, would be devastating.
Yeah.
They would lose the 14-3 tiebreaker and would need Detroit to lose three times.
Which is, now I will say Detroit's schedule is not easy.
No.
They have the Packers, they have the Bills, they end with the Niners and the Vikings. I think in a weird way, having them back-to-back weeks hurts the Eagles a little bit just because I don't think the Lions are going to lose back-to-back games. You never know, but ending the season with two straight losses, and I think the Bills are their fourth to final game, so they'd essentially have to lose three of four. You never know, like if you lose 2-3, all of a sudden that final game, like there's all that pressure. Who knows? But I think with the Eagles have one more loss. Like I think you could picture the Lions getting to three losses.
I don't see the Lions being 13-4. I agree.
Exactly.
They feel like a 14-3 or 15-2 team right now. And again, things can change. People get hurt. Like anything can happen.
Yeah. And
Jared Goff goes down, everything changes.
Yes,
you know?
100%. Now, I also think from a home field perspective, like last year, I feel like we had this conversation and ended up obviously not mattering at all because the Eagles completely collapsed. But like, I don't think going to San Francisco is like a really tough place to go play. I know it's across the country, but having been at that stadium, I don't think that's a tough place to play. I do think the idea, if the Eagles enter the playoffs, and look, Detroit could lose their first playoff game, who knows? But with the idea of knowing having to win in Detroit, like that's a pretty tough game. And I want to compare the Eagles and the Lions in a minute, but I can't remember a year where I thought home field advantage was this big, just because I do think going to Detroit is so much tougher than having them here. I don't know if you've seen the stats, but like they're going to end up playing, I think, two outdoor games this year. Yeah, the Lions, wow. It's something absurd like yeah. that. Like obviously they play in a dome. Then there's how the opponents worked out. They've been in a dome, I think, every game besides one this year so mm-hmm. far. Jared Goff, like, it's funny. You think of Detroit as a good outdoor team, and I think they have those components. They're a tough team. They run the ball. Jared Goff is not a good outdoor quarterback, especially in the cold. He's got the, you know, hands, he's got the little hands. Yeah. So
and yet they dwarf Kenny Pickett's hands.
Yeah, do they?
I assume so. Okay, yeah. I mean, I know they're bigger.
Well, then hopefully Kenny's not in yeah, the game. And but I just think they could go to Detroit and beat the Lions. And I'm officially like, I'm over crowning the Lions. I'm over it. Like, yes, if you want to put them number one, whatever.
Well, they
I just don't think.
But they are. They're 9-1. It just I get record it. Alone. I look number one.
I get it. I get it. But like,
they've been better than the Eagles.
They've been better than the Eagles. I agree.
Every way you want to look at it,
deserve to be number one.
I don't
one.
Think they're unbeatable. Yeah. I don't think they're this juggernaut. Right. I think people might go too far with that. But I think that it is disingenuous. If you're making a power rankings, the Eagles are two, the Lions are one.
I agree with you on that. The Lions should be number one. I just, like, I think it's 1A, 1B. I don't think it's 1 and 2. I think the Eagles are
I think it's 1 and 2. But I think the Eagles are a really strong
team. Yeah,
two.
The Eagles
like
are
the Bills
there.
And Chiefs. Like, honestly, not sure which way you
see, but I would say in that instance, the Chiefs, like, deserve number one. They're Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are one and the Bills are two, but it's a strong two.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I'm at with it. Like, yes, I think the Lions are a very good team. I think the Eagles are right there with them.
I get it, but you have to, the Lions, like, I think the Lions are clear one. Like, it's not 1A, 1B. Like, the Lions have a better record.
By one game, it's not like
whatever.
I'm just saying.
It's just power rankings. Like, I agree. Rank. You have
right.
to rank.
Well, we're agreeing they're one.
So, they are one. They had a better year last year. They're coming off a better finish.
Yep.
They got a coaching staff that's been together for 3 years. Like, all this stuff. Like, I just think you have to give the Lions the one. Like,
yeah, we're really part.
They were better last year, and they've been better this year.
Like, I feel like it's semantics to an extent.
But I don't think it is. I think it's a clear. They're one, and the Eagles are two. Like, I think your thing is like 1A, 1B.
Yeah, I think it's 1A, 1B.
It's not, though. That's unfair.
Well, that's how. No, but I don't think it is. Like, the Eagles, yes, I agree. Last year definitely matters when talking about, like, the Lions have been better for the last, whatever, 20 games, however you want to say it, 25 games. But the Eagles, like the core we're talking about, have been to a Super Bowl. I mean, I think that also has to matter when you're talking about like what these teams have accomplished as teams. You're right. The Lions, they've had their coaching staff together longer. I think the Eagles have a great coaching
staff,
too.
They do. Again, we're talking about a small margin of error, but I think you have to be real about it and give them the one spot right now.
Yes,
again,
I'm giving them the
week.
One. I'm giving them the
one.
Yeah,
but you're not. You're doing 1A, 1B.
Yeah,
like, they're the one and the Eagles are two. It's okay.
I don't feel that way. I understand your point, but like...
But like, what are you basing it on?
I'm basing it on that...
Because like, the
they
record...
Both have all, yes, the record...
The record, the wins, like, they've
the
looked
record.
Better as a football team. They've
the
looked better. They've looked better. They beat teams 52-6,
I agree,
man.
They've looked better.
They beat
I agree.
The Jaguars 52-6 or whatever. Like, I get it, but you have to be real about it.
But I think I am being real. Like, the Lions deserve the one spot, but the Eagles' offense is also really good. Their defense is also really good. Their coaching staff.
I agree with all
right,
this.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying.
Number
yeah.
two. Like, right. out of all those other teams,
right,
number
we'll
two.
We'll just concede to number two. I feel like, and I've been a part of this for the first few weeks, I think there's too much crowning of the Lions. Like, they are a great team, for sure. But I just, they're not unbeatable. They're not, like, a level not. Above everybody else. They are another good team, just like the Eagles are a really good team. I think the gap between the Lions and the Eagles is considerably smaller than the gap between the Eagles and whoever you want to put three.
So the point differential, which isn't everything, but it's good.
Look, I agree
like
with you on this. Yeah.
159
yep.
for the Lions, 80 for the Eagles.
Right.
They are almost doubling. Like they're 1 point away from being double the point differential of the Eagles.
Right.
And that's not splitting hairs if we're just looking at the numbers.
I agree. Point differential is not like the
it's
best.
It's not
stat.
Everything,
yes,
but it matters. I mean, and especially if it were like 90-80, it'd be like, oh, that's not.
Yeah, the Lions have blown people out.
159-80.
Right. The Lions have blown people out this year in a way the Eagles have not. No question about it. And like, the Lions had two really big wins. The one over, was it Dallas that they were super smoked? Mm-hmm. And then they just obviously smoked Jacksonville by a lot. So
they
I would guess,
another one. They put up 50-something against the Titans, too.
Yeah, so they've had three really big wins. Yeah. Again, they're number one. I think it's 1A, 1B. The resume is one. I agree. But the actual team, like the Eagles, I think their defense is just as good. I think their offense, I think they're right there with them. I do
too. Again, I agree with you, but they're one and two. Like, you could be two and be right there with them.
Yeah.
It's disingenuous to be like, oh, they're the same.
I think they are. I think they are mostly the same,
but they're not. They haven't been. The Eagles can
be. But what are the Lions? But let me ask you, like, what do you think the Lions are way better at, or like considerably better at than the Eagles?
I think that the Lions offensive line is slightly better than the Eagles offensive line. I think the Eagles running backs, I think the running backs are pretty close, but they have two great ones.
They have two awesome ones for sure.
I think that
they're close.
I mean, Jared Goff is better than Jalen Hurts right now, or has played better this season than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
You know, I think their coaching staff is better. I like our coaching staff, but I think Ben Johnson's a better schemer than Kellen Moore is. Like, I think as much as I love Sirianni, I think Dan Campbell's a better head coach than Nick Sirianni. So like, you know what I mean? Like, I think they're better. I think it's small. I think it is a small margin of error, and I think they're really close. That's why I would say Lions 1, Eagles 2.
Yeah.
Which is pretty highly ranked.
Yeah, the Eagles have accomplished more than the Lions.
Not this year.
Not this year. They're one game better this year, for sure. But the Eagles have gone to the Super Bowl. The Lions have not. I know, but I'm just talking about, like, you say Dan Campbell's definitely a better head coach.
I think he's a better, I think he's a better coach, right?
Like, yeah. The record wouldn't bear that out. So,
but I've always thought.
I know.
I thought he was a better coach than Dan.
I've always also been a big Dan Campbell guy. Trust me. But always, like always, yeah. I'm excited for them to play. Like, I think that's one thing from watching this past Sunday. And look, there's no guarantees what'll happen in the playoffs. Yeah, the Lions,
Eagles-Lions feels like
it feels like the collision
they feel
course.
Like the class of the NFC. I don't think there's any question that whatever you want to say, and it's 1-2, not 1A, 1B.
Right.
Whatever you want to say, there's a gap. After the
Would Eagles. You pick the Eagles in Detroit?
I don't know. Probably not.
I guess it's so far. Like, let's say they played this week.
Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah.
I would probably pick Detroit.
I think I'll be curious to know what the line would be. Now, Detroit would be coming off a 52-point win. Or whatever,
I think Detroit would be like a 4.5 or a 5-point favorite.
At home? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We think it would be at the link.
I think Detroit would be like a 1.5-point favorite.
Think the Eagles home underdogs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably. Now, in this instance, Eagles are inferior, the higher seed, so maybe we view it differently at that point. But you're right, if they played this week,
I mean, like,
especially with the Lions are coming off.
What were the
Eagles
a favorite over Jacksonville? Like 8.5 or whatever? 7.5, 8.5, something like that?
It was
that.
Something like that.
9. Yeah. The next week, Detroit was a 13.5-point favorite going into that game against Jacksonville.
Yeah, so it was like 4 points.
So the point being that I think that's what Vegas looks at, more or less.
Did they play back-to-back weeks? That's crazy. Am I getting the schedule wrong?
No, I'm right. Yeah, yeah, just because the Jacksonville game seems so long ago.
Right,
because
of the Washington
game. Right?
Yeah.
That was the last game before the Washington one, right? Am I missing one?
No.
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas.
That's what you're forgetting.
Forgot about
Dallas.
Okay,
yeah. They didn't play home back-to-back.
Whatever. Either way, the point being that, you know.
But I think, too, just from, again, watching the game this week, like, I think it's Lions, Eagles, NFC. And I still think it's Chiefs, Bills, AFC. You could debate like Ravens, certainly.
Yeah, and
Steelers are awesome.
Mention, but I agree. I think those are the top two.
Yeah.
So I, before the season, predicted a Lions, Chiefs, Super Bowl, and I feel pretty good about that prediction right now.
Yeah. There's something happening with this Eagles team. And we're not in Detroit. I'm sure you feel that same thing in Detroit.
Again,
but
I think the Eagles are the only team in the NFC that I think Detroit should be scared of. I could definitely.
What's your fear level of the Vikings?
Zero. Like, you know, anything can happen. They got Brian Flores. You know, I'm always been a Brian Flores. Like, it feels a lot to me like the 13-4 Vikings team from a couple years ago.
I think they're probably slightly
better than that team, but it feels like, I mean, they don't beat teams impressively. Like, it feels like they struggle to win every week.
Get behind Sam Darnold. Maybe if I watch him every game.
I have no problem with Darnold, but again, I'm not scared of the Vikings. Honestly, the Lions are the only team in the NFC that today scares me. Is there a chance that the Niners get
together? Here, I would be a little worried
about. The Niners are cooked. Like, honestly, I think it's season from hell.
They could miss the playoffs.
I think they might, if they don't miss the playoffs, I think they'll be a 7 seed. Something like that. Like, I think the Niners are in a lot of trouble. Maybe they get it together and win the NFC West, but I am not scared of the Niners. The Niners, though, are the only team that I could see getting it together enough to make me scared. I guess the Packers
being the 2 seed and playing the Niners as a 7 seed would be a pretty tough draw.
So right now the 7 seed would be.
Now you would have said the same about the Eagles last year, I guess, though.
You could also have to play the Packers as a 7 seed. You know, if the Vikings keep winning. So right now the playoff, I mean, Washington, it could be Washington coming in. So right
I wouldn't
now,
be
I
too worried about Washington coming in, to be honest. Like, I would rather Washington, Green Bay coming in here. Yes,
all right, so right now it would be here. Let me pull up the playoff standings. I was going to do off the top of my head, but I may as well just pull it up. All right, Detroit's the 1 seed they would get by. The Eagles, the 2 seed, they would face Washington.
I think that'd be a win.
Then it'd
for
be
them.
Arizona's the 3 seed versus Green Bay is the 6 seed, and then Atlanta versus Minnesota is the 4-5.
Oof, Atlanta, Minnesota.
I will say that 5 seed is valuable if you're like getting to play the NFC South team. NFC West team.
I agree.
Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if the 5 and 6 seed end up winning the game.
Atlanta, Minnesota just scream Saturday 1 o'clock. Oh, like, yeah. That is like the Saturday 1 o'clock.
Well, one of those will be the Monday night game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, I think.
Would you rather play the Packers or the Cardinals?
I'd rather play the Cardinals. It took me a second there. I'd rather play the Cardinals.
There'd be something a little worrisome about the Cardinals.
Like Gannon knows Jalen. I was the one who said to bet on them before the year.
Yeah, you're right. I was actually thinking about that yesterday. Yeah. They were like plus whatever.
I was
now
like,
they haven't won it yet.
They're
but
frisky.
It certainly has bared out to look like a good bet. I think I'd probably rather play the Packers. You played them before. I think they outplayed the Packers in that game more than we probably give it credit for. Like, Jalen had the two turnovers early. I think the defense is better now.
I just think the Packers have more talent, and I agree with that. Putting it together. You know what
they
I mean?
Have more like, talent at receiver.
The Packers did it last year. They were 3-6, and they almost beat the Niners in San Francisco. Like they
now, you'd also get the Cardinals outside in the cold, which I think is something to consider.
Yeah, the
Green
Cardinals
Bay
just
or not.
Scare me less.
Yeah,
just
that's
weird.
Probably. I probably would rather play now I think about it more.
Yeah. And again, I think the Niners are the only team kind of lurking that
like,
you never know. But it is. Honestly, I want to talk about, and I want to get to the Eagles and Lions and really break them down and see if it's 1A, 1B, or 1-2. But I want to talk about...
You're not
going
to change your mind.
The wide open... Oh, no, I'm joking with you. There's no chance. Yeah. The wide openness of the NFC. I want to get to that in a sec. But first, I mean, come on, guys. Mike Quick, Seth Joyner, Jody Mack, Mark Zumoff, Rob Ellis, Joe Conklin, and us.
The Go Birds.
The Go Birds crew. We are the Bet Parks lineup. Bet Parks, the official sportsbook and online casino of the Go Birds pod. It's the only one we use, the only one we recommend. It is awesome. We've been having such a blast. Let me just say it. We're going to wait for the Bet Parks Fix pod, but why do it? We want our parlay
again.
Like, no big deal. Just out here, like, dishing out winners.
What?
We've won the parlay 5 times.
That's half the year.
It's unbelievable.
It really is.
We've been amazing.
Well, and actually, it's more than half.
Yeah, because we missed the first week.
I guess it'd be exactly half because there'd been 11 weeks.
So, yeah. So, we are winning our parlay half the weeks. You would be up so much money
and these parlays,
just hop in and bet with us.
These parlays are not like plus one.
We have plus five,
plus three, plus four. They're always plus three. I don't think we've ever done it.
No, we would
lose
our stuff. Yeah. Have it, you know. Don't be a coward.
And I think we won this one pretty comfortably.
This was easy. I mean,
no, the money line one, I think, scared us.
The Packers
money line.
Packers money line was scary, but you know what? Hey, sometimes you get some block field goals.
Which, by the way, the Lions have the Bears twice, I think.
But that just shows how locked in we are that we knew to take the money line, not
yeah,
the points.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And we knew the Texans, we were like, oh, we can lay the points against Dallas. They're a joke.
How much did they end up winning by?
34-10.
Pretty good.
Nice and easy win for the parlay. We are on fire. Come hang with us. Bet with us every weekend. Bet Parks presents the double the spread on one select pro football game. You can bet more. By the way, if you had taken this last week, it was Chicago plus 5.5. It doubled it to 11. You would have won. Easy money.
I mean, like the whole time. Too,
yes, exactly. So check it out. You can see the double the spread on the site. See what game it is for this week. You can bet more than the score. Bet touchdowns, rushing yards, player passing yards, interception, sacks, so much more. Join us on the Bet Parks Sportsbook online casino app. In addition to betting the games, you can play blackjack, craps, roulette,
baccarat,
online slot games, hot ones like your favorite TV shows, Breaking Bad, Peaky Blinders, and so much more. Enjoy all the action and excitement of casino right here from your tips. New users, listen to this deal. Download the Bet Parks online casino app right now and get up to $1,000. Yes, up to $1,000 in casino bonus back. If you're down in the first 24 hours, casino bonus must be wagered. See betparks.com for the details. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Michigan, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hey, Elliot.
Hello, James.
I've been doing some reading. You know I'm a big reader.
You are. Well, it's funny. You really are.
I actually am an obsessive reader.
Yeah. Now, again, reading
right
on
here,
the phone.
Yep. Here we go. Let's pull it up for those on the Kindle app right there. Ready to roll. Yep,
it's crazy. You read. Like, I respect it. It's crazy you're able to read like that.
I read.
I feel like I would be.
I read almost 300 pages yesterday.
300 of those pages?
Of these pages. I mean, it's full page. Like, it takes multiple swipes to get through.
Okay. So it's not like.
It's like three of these is a page or four of these is a page.
That's a lot of pages.
I don't mess around.
Yeah.
But here's what I was reading about yesterday. According to industry experts, heating costs are going up again this winter. Listen to this. Up to 23%, depending on where you live. That's a lot of percentage.
And let me tell you, I'm not looking forward to that, but I do know someone that can help. We know someone that can help.
Sure
I mean,
do.
At this point, we all know someone that can help. Window Nation is bringing back. Wow, this is news to me. It's incredible Black Friday offer.
As if they don't already
I was gonna
give
say,
enough away.
I can't wait to see what it is.
What could it possibly be
right.
better?
This is going to be wild, I'm sure. Get 50% off all window styles. That includes bays, bows, double hung, sliders, single hung, picture windows, and more. It's better than I thought it was going to be. I knew it would be good, but that's
good.
Literally every single type of window, it seems. Well, are there more than bays, bows, double hung, sliders, single hung, pitcher windows?
Tucker, you're our window expert. Any idea on if there are more than that? No? Okay.
It'd be a tough one to go with the single.
I'm a big double double hung.
Yeah, I feel like if you're gonna have to order it, just say I'll go with the double.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a Bose guy too. You know? But here's the thing, Elliot. You can pay nothing until 2025. Pay no interest. Get ready. You're not gonna believe this when I say this. For 5 full years.
I feel like that's longer than it used to be.
And through the end of the month. It is longer. It's insane. You receive plus that in addition, like no big deal, an additional 10% discount. And get your windows installed by Window Nation one day or less. Unbelievable.
Get top-tier windows from Window Nation at a fraction of the cost of other big names. But hurry up. The sale ends December 1st, which is almost right around the corner.
Yeah, buddy.
Like
get on
2 weeks probably. So act now before this offer ends.
Yeah. Window Nation. Visit windownation.com to get 50% off all window styles plus 0% interest for 5 full years and take an additional 10% off of their Black Friday special. Schedule your fast in-home estimate right now at 866-9-NATION or windownation.com. We know Allie texted me.
I saw the picture.
Windows, so cool.
Yeah, I saw the picture on Twitter. Looked very cool.
Shout out to Window Nation. Shout out to Allie. Tell them.
Gobert sent you. It's crazy Thanksgiving's next week, right?
Dude.
I'm correct about that, right? Like a week from Thursday.
Yes. Wow. Yes, it is. Wait, how about this? Think about it this way. A week from Saturday, we're going to be driving down to Baltimore.
I know.
How about that?
I'm very excited. Well, I was thinking, and we'll say it now, but we should also, like, we do need to get something together.
Agreed.
So we know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How about this? If you are coming on the Go Birds trip, email Tucker. No. DM the Go Birds Twitter account.
Yes.
Like,
good idea.
Cause it would suck to go and then we don't hang out.
Yeah. So we want to see you. That's the
yeah.
We're going to hang out with you.
And we'll probably
like,
Joe
I like to
out.
Watch games at my home. We're yeah, locked this is in strictly, with the announcers yeah. and I talk about it in the air. Like, I'm going to this game to hang out with people,
yes.
then to watch the Eagles. Eagles are secondary to hanging out with everyone.
But the game itself, awesome
fire,
game.
Man. Like, yeah. What a game
we're ended up, I mean, I think we knew going in it would be an awesome
we
game,
there
but
was a chance
it succeeded, especially if they both win next week.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Acceptable loss game?
No. Don't do that.
I don't have to think about it.
No.
I'm close
stop,
to it.
Stop.
I think it's one of those games where if they lose like 27-24 and they play well,
no.
I guess this time of the
aren't
year, it's tough to have
that?
Any acceptable
aren't we loss. Past the acceptable
I'm
loss?
Definitely not.
You're talking it. Super Bowl.
Well, and you know that's where I'm at with it.
I know. So I can even acceptable loss. Win out.
Well, you don't have to win every game to win.
How important the one seed is. Win the hell out.
Oh, look.
Show
they
Elliot,
could beat
done.
Baltimore. I agree.
Can you imagine if they went 15-2-1? Would it be 13 straight to end the season?
Yeah, that'd be wild.
That would be
so, now. Would you think
not going to count on it?
Do you think you'd get at a point where you'd almost hope they would lose one?
Maybe, probably not. Only if we're undefeated. If we're undefeated, yeah. It's like, come on.
Yeah, the Chiefs losing
was good.
Yeah,
good.
I agree.
Yeah, you would rather not lose to the.
I think if the Chiefs made it
top competing with for the one seed, that was probably if they could have lost to like the Broncos the week before. I think they would have chosen that.
Yeah, I also think the Chiefs, if the Chiefs and the Eagles made it to the Super Bowl. And the Chiefs are undefeated, I think there'd be more likely the NFL would try to screw the Eagles and make sure they're undefeated. You want to go conspiracy theory. I think that
you took it there.
Yeah. I think you're more likely to lose to the Chiefs if they were undefeated.
Can we stop with the 72 Dolphins and the champagne?
I 100% agree.
Like enough already. Everyone who's
first
seen
of
these
all,
has never even heard of these people. They have no idea who they are. Like,
also, like what the Patriots did was more impressive. I'm sorry. The Patriots won more games and went undefeated. They went more consecutive games undefeated. Like, you know, I also think it's very look at me, Louie. Like, it's we get it. Like, let someone else do it. Let someone else
exactly be like, oh, 72 Dolphins.
What's this guy's name? Like, Larry Conka? Yeah, like,
Larry Conka.
Like, he needs to relax a little.
Larry
like,
Conka.
First of all, he's made it all about him. It's not about the team.
Well, it's because everyone else died.
All right, that's right.
It's like Mercury Morris is any.
I feel like it's always been about him, but yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm with you, though. I'm with you.
I'm over it.
I think that's fair. I think you should be over it.
Yeah.
That's why I said I'm over it. So if I'm over it. You know?
Well, we all remember when the Eagles went into Miami, undefeated joint practice record and lost.
Oh, so you're right. Yeah.
There is that rivalry as well.
Yeah, you're right. If everyone was going to crack champagne.
Let me ask you something. All right. Mm-hmm. What? I know you're not there with me yet. And look, if they lose to the Lions in the NFC Championship, I'm not going to go on here and rip them.
Mm-hmm.
But where are you at with like, what your level of tolerance would be for a non-Super Bowl victory. Like where, look, I know you're going to be disappointed when they lose. Like we get that, right? But just where you can look at it and go, it was a good year. Like how far?
I think if they get to the NFC Championship game, I'll say that was a really good
game. You'll feel good about it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so
I mean, remember before the season, I think we both said if they win a playoff game, it'd be a great year.
Yeah.
Considering what last year was to bounce back and win a playoff game, like, wow, that'd be a pretty cool achievement. You know?
So I
think it's gone a little further, but like if they get to the NFC Championship game, I'm not going to rip this.
So I feel
obviously like, I always want to win. And for me, it's
right.
Super Bowl bust every year of my life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the whole like I need to freaking champion.
It feels like we're reversing.
I know it's
roles
weird
here.
It's
I feel
weird.
Like I'm talking to Elliot.
I know it's very strange.
Champs,
but very strange.
I get that logic. I think that is the good logic. Like, I think you're correct. Like, if they lose a close game to the Lions in NFC Championship game in Detroit.
We came into the year with the quarterback and the coach on the hot seat.
Even if they go to the Super Bowl and lose to the Bills.
Yeah, like, well, obviously, if I say they'll lose in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, but here's my thing that I think I feel more than...
Almost rather they lose in the NFC Championship game than lose another
show. I wouldn't. I think it'd be fun to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, I understand, and I think back to the Drew vital things. Like, you figured out this year the vitals are strong, right? And I think the Eagles will have a chance to win the Super Bowl next year. But we also have to think, you like cores only get so many shots realistically, right? Like the Patriots got a ton of shots. The Chiefs have gotten a ton of shots, but like the Niners have been inconsistent. The Lions had their shot last year. They'll have their shot this year. If they lose this, if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, they could win it next year. But like you're getting a healthy, awesome Saquon season. You're getting a defense that maybe is not playing above its head, but is certainly way better than we all thought. You're not getting, like, the schedule ended up being somewhat favorable. I just think it would be a blown chance. Like, and not to bring...
they're all blown
chances. Not to bring the Sixers... 2022
was the all-time blown chance.
Not to bring the Sixers into this. But, well, with 2022...
The Sixers are nothing like
this. Well, no, but...
Sixers aren't even a part of this conversation.
Well, my comparison to the Sixers would be, we could debate how much of a chance they had, but they went up, they, like, had the pinnacle where they had, like, a chance, then another chance, and they blew it, and now you're seeing it fall apart, right?
I don't think they ever really had a chance.
Well, that's
in reality.
We can debate that another
time. I mean,
time.
In reality. I mean, they never got the...
Well, they were the one seed. I mean, yeah. Like, they were top five favorites to win the title going into the playoffs a few times. But that's... Regardless, what I'm saying is, if they don't get it done this year...
I
don't know what the accomplishment
the defense
is.
In football.
Yeah, but, like what... When they went in 2022...
The accomplishment was that you went from... Your coach almost being fired and your quarterback, everyone saying like, he's not the guy. He has to do these big things to change everything to almost getting to the Super Bowl. Like it'd be a massive,
but I think they've been there before. Like in 2022,
he almost got fired. Elliot.
I know he did.
People
but like
wanted him gone after the fourth game of the season, after the fifth game of the season.
I just think when season
got to win the Super Bowl or else it's a disaster.
When seasons end, like there's two ways to feel. Either like one, we're building towards something, or two, like
I think they would be building.
And I don't know if it feels like they're.
Oh, I absolutely do.
But they're already. Yeah,
it's
I don't
a bounce
know.
Back. Like I think they went to the Super Bowl. But they had
but
a
that
lull
was 2022
and they come back.
Though. Like I've ended a season with the Super Bowl loss where I could go, you know what, they'll be back, or you know what, they're gonna be really good. Like I don't know if I'll feel that again. Like I don't think you would call the season a disappointment in the way that like that was like 2023. And you can certainly look at the NFC Championship game if they lose it to Detroit and go, you know what? Like, they played a great team. They played well. It is what it is. I just, like, you only get so many swings. And they've already gotten three or four years
year of our lives. Like, I mean, when you're a good team, like,
but it's different when you haven't been to the Super Bowl. They have been there.
Nah, I think 2022 was a lot more they had to win that year than they did. Like 2022 is one of the biggest missed opportunities of my lifetime.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like I think that was as close
but
to
it. But since it was their first year up,
it doesn't matter to me.
Well, no, I know. But I'm saying to me, that one felt like more like the Eagles losing to the Rams in that first NFC Championship game where it was. They were better than that Eagles team. So
they also lost two more championship games before they even got to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, but my point being that they could lose it this year and still next year and next year. Like if
they
you're
never
using
won
that
it,
analogy.
But they did never win it.
Of course they didn't. But but again, no one thought the Rams year was their best chance.
No, but no.
Then the next year, the Carolina year, that was
their Rams best year. The Rams year
or
to
Tampa
me.
Bay.
The Rams year to me felt like the Eagles Chiefs Super Bowl in the way that it was, you know what? Like, this is the beginning of something.
You and I felt completely different.
I know, yeah.
The Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl, the Eagles were the better team than they show in the Super Bowl. That's where we disagree.
Right.
I felt a lot more they had to win it in 2022 than I do this.
And year. I didn't. Like, I
know,
I,
but that's
yeah.
where, so like, there
that,
you go.
But this year, I do feel more on that side.
Like, I felt like 2022 was a must-win Super Bowl. Like, this year, it's like, sure, that'd be cool. Like, obviously, I'd be excited, but my point is, like, I'm not expecting it. I've not expected it at any point.
But they're getting,
this year.
Like, an all time Saquon season.
In 2022, they were one of the best teams we've ever had. Like, 2022, they blew it. Like, that was their Super Bowl to win, and they
lost.
But
this team might be better. Like,
I don't think it is.
You don't think the defense is better?
I think
you think the 2022 defense was better than this team?
Yes.
Wow. You say it so definitively.
I think they're more talented. I don't know if they're better. This defense might end up
being
better.
Yeah, I think this defense is better.
We need more results. But the Eagles as a team, I'm saying in 2022, I think we're a better football team than this year. That's what I'm trying to say.
Probably. Now they have Saquon this year.
They could turn into they could get there. But I don't think this team right now at 8-2 is as great as that 2022 team was.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm at a place where, like, I need the Super Bowl. Like, I just...
Well, good. Welcome aboard.
I know, right.
The entirety of this podcast.
Right.
Like, I think every year...
But this is interesting. You're not
every
on that
year
side.
That I go without a Super Bowl win is a failure in right. my life. But I'm just saying, in terms of the way you're framing it, like, I don't look at this team and say, like, they would be a disappointment if they don't win the Super Bowl. I always want them to win the Super Bowl.
I think there'd be positives to point out, but I don't think overall I'd leave the year feeling like they took a step.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel like a step.
Crazy. The head coach almost got fired.
I mean, well,
how
but
is that not a step.
But their over under was still what, 10.5? And like, they were probably top 7
when
the Super
Bowl
was
9.5. They were not top. They were lower than that.
I don't think they were 7th to win. I don't remember.
Yeah,
you could probably look it up going in, but
they were 7th in Super Bowl odds.
Seven, right?
Yeah, they're
plus
1400.
Yeah. So plus, so out right on the edge there. But they weren't top 5. But they weren't like they weren't outside the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I mean, look, it could play out a number of different ways. They're good. Like, the defense is good.
Yeah, they're really
they're
good.
Healthy. Like,
again, I feel I don't. In
there's
20,
no juggernaut.
In 20,
the Lions are good.
Way, in 2022, I thought the Eagles were the best team in football.
Right.
I think the Lions are the best team in football right now. Now, the Eagles could pass them.
Yeah.
But in 2022, I thought the Eagles were the best team in football. Bullet. End of discussion period. And I thought it for the entire season.
Yeah.
Like, this year, at no point yet have I thought they were the best team in football. I think they can get there, but I still think the Lions are. Like, I think if you're a Lions fan, I would be saying you have to win the Super Bowl this year. You know what I mean?
I would mostly agree with that. This comes down to our difference in opinion. I think the Lions are a tough team, but I don't view it as like Patrick Mahomes standing in the way. You know, like now in the Super Bowl, he could be, but I don't view it as Patrick Mahomes. Like the path is there. Now the going to Detroit would be tough.
Of course the path is there. Yeah. All right. Let's get into the Eagles and the Lions of it all. Cause we got to get out of here soon.
I feel like we did that.
Well, I mean, just like to round it out. So yeah, we pretty much have done it. I was going to say in terms of like,
well, I think they're basically even, and I know you don't, but I'm just talking about position by position right now. Like, I think the Eagles maybe have a better defensive line. I'd have to look, and they don't have Aiden Hutchinson anymore. The Eagles secondary, I think, is up there with the best in the NFL. The Eagles linebackers are playing out of control. The Detroit defense is very good. Don't get me wrong, but like,
I think the Eagles defense is better than the Lions defense. I think the Lions offense is better.
I think the main difference,
unequivocally, the Lions offense has been better.
Yeah,
like, forget the pieces, and even then, they might have more talented pieces. They might be the one team.
Debate.
The
we'll see. I would definitely take the Eagles receivers over.
I would
the
take
Lions.
The group, but I think Amon Ra is as good as AJ. Like, I think they're both, you know, like top five.
Yeah,
receivers
I think
AJ is
better, but it's not an anti.
Slightly better, but my point is they're similar. Like, they're close enough where it's the same thing.
I think
you know?
the major difference.
And I think that, but you want to say Devontae is better than their number two. That's fine. But like, Jahmyr Gibbs Dave Montgomery, whatever you want to say, is so much better than our number two back.
Now,
like,
but would you pick Tev Saquon or both of them?
I'd probably pick Gibbs and Montgomery.
Just because there's two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess from a health perspective.
And a
maybe,
dynamic perspective and all. Like, I think it gives you two different things. They're both great. Like,
yeah.
But, I mean, I get it. I don't think it's a huge difference. It's just you have two guys.
I think the major difference for me between the two teams is it seems like the Lions can really pass the ball.
And that's what I was about to say. I think Goff is, and I think Hurts, you know, I've been less down on Hurts than you have, and I think Hurts has improved. I'm not as, I think he's played better the last couple games than you do. Mm. But, I mean, Jared Goff is absolutely playing better. Like, there's no argument.
Yeah, I mean, he did have the 5 interception game.
Outside of that one game, he has been better.
Yeah.
I mean, he just threw for 450 and 4.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see if they can get him outside. You know, like, I think if the game's in Philly, you could convince me the Eagles have the quarterback advantage going into that game. But if it's in the Dome, yeah, I think they would have the better quarterback. So, again, you know, it's kind of parsing words where we started with, but like, I view it 1A, 1B, you view it 1-2. I think the Eagles roster is probably better.
I think one thing that they have going for them, forgetting the Lions, is that the rest of the NFC is pretty bad. Like, when you think about it, we were talking about it before. I mean, even just record-wise.
The Packers are the only other team that I think you look at.
Even just record-wise,
go,
the Eagles are 2 games up on the 3 seed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they are firmly in the 2 spot from a record perspective.
Yeah.
You know? Because considering the fact that the other two teams that have good records and the Vikings and the Packers have to compete for the division, like, the 3 best records in the NFC.
They've also
lucked
out.
The 4 best records in the NFC are 1 NFC East team and 3 NFC South or North teams.
What's funny is I was going to say they've kind of lucked out with like the division.
Really thrown way back. Wow. Yeah, I almost said
it. It is crazy. The Eagles used to be in the same division as the Cardinals. Uh-huh. That is wild. Yeah. Like just geographically.
Yeah.
But
it was insane. I mean, Dallas is in the division.
It's wild how long. Yeah, it's true. It's wild how many years in a row the Eagles have had two dumpster fires in their division. Now, this year.
Yes, you're right. If you know, like, it was, but yeah, right. Washington, the Giants.
They've never really had a division that's super competitive.
But yeah, it's like, imagine
it was the one year the Giants.
The Patriots,
were
okay. And they had three for the vast majority.
Yeah.
It does help.
By the way, yeah. Daniel Jones, Eagles quarterback.
How about it?
Back up next year.
You could see that. Did anyone else know that him and Saquon are best friends? Don't call me off guard.
You
didn't see the Diana Rossini tweet? She was like,
no, I knew they were. I thought. That's part of the reason. Yeah, yeah. They're like super tight.
Saquon's
like a big time Daniel Jones.
How did you know this? I had no idea. Is this like a commonly known thing?
Yeah, I follow a lot of Giants.
Okay, so you don't.
Yeah.
When it was in that tweet, I was like, he's best friends with Daniel Jones.
Yeah, they're like silly tight.
I had no idea.
Which is, I think,
It makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, like Saquon will vouch for him. Now, I think the difference.
He can run.
Daniel Jones will probably get a chance to compete.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's tough. There's not as many quarterback jobs open.
And also, look, with the Darnold thing, I mean, these guys were high picks. Yeah. There's always
the tougher thing is Kenny, but I think they'll just trade Kenny.
Kenny stinks.
I don't think he'll be here next year, is my prediction.
Kenny factors into the plans zero.
Yeah. I mean, he's a cheap backup.
He stinks.
I'd be a little surprised if they didn't go with Tanner. That'd be like three straight years of passing on
him. Yeah, but Tanner, he's a fifth round pick.
No, I know, but he just, everyone seems to like him a lot.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It's an interesting thing. But I do think the NFC overall does play into the Eagles' favor in terms of, you know,
that's why
I do think it could be tough. I mean, they could go 14-3 and not get the one seed, which would be
rough. It's the Lions being great is really hurting them.
Yeah. All right, let's get to final thoughts.
All right. Okay. You know what's crazy to think about? This is either gonna be really interesting or just very dumb.
A classic Elliot.
Yeah. So the four biggest sports in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Football, basketball, baseball, and soccer. Like hockey is just not a fourth big. Like the four biggest sports in the world all use time differently.
So yeah.
Soccer, there's like, you know, it's a running clock. Yep. Basketball, super, super strict. Once the clock hits zero, you're donezo.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, no clock other than the pitch clock, but really no clock. And
football you can, are the most similar.
Football, you can go past the zero.
You can go past the zero. That's the only real difference
between
basketball. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just crazy to think the four biggest sports all use time. They're not one of them is similar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hockey would be the one that's closest to basketball, right? Because they actually
more or less exactly the same.
Yeah, I think it actually is exactly
the
same. Now, the timing is different in terms of 2020.
But how they use it.
Yeah.
I
was thinking about that.
Yeah.
All different. What do you think is the best version of time?
Baseball. I mean,
no time.
Yeah, no time. That it could end when it ends. Like, you don't know that it could go forever if it wanted to.
That'd be tough with basketball, soccer, and.
Yeah.
Now, soccer can, I guess, in theory, all of them could go on forever with overtime in a playoff game, not in a regular season game.
True.
Basketball could go forever in regular season. Football could not.
Mm-hmm.
And soccer can't.
Because they do stupid.
Yeah, they do. Well, I like I mean, they're exciting.
Oh,
I
hate you, though.
They're just exciting. I get the.
They're exciting, but it's an unfair way.
Yeah.
All right. I will go. I have a really funny Zoe thing. All right, I'll go with a light final thought on a Zoe thing, and then I'll give a better final thought on tomorrow's pod.
All right.
Light final thought. I think my favorite meme now that I'm the age that I'm at or whatever, the Liz Lemon, I don't know if you watch 3 Rock or not, but Tina Fey, the
at night.
It's so great.
It is so good.
Whenever it's like 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
I feel it so much. Like it just.
Well, because you have to wake up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel it. I really feel it.
Yeah, it's a good one. I agree.
Very good.
30 Rock, would you say underrated or appropriately
underrated?
Rated? Underrated, I feel.
I think online, it's appropriately rated. Like, people online, like, there's enough of a group of people who get it. But I think, in general, I mean, it's one of the funniest shows ever. We don't talk
about it. Because I kind of think Parks and Rec is
similar.
So
type of
I like it better, but I understand. Rated. I think Parks and Rec gets more credit.
Without a doubt. Way more.
But 30 Rock, I mean.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Parks and Rec better, too. But 30 Rock's arguably funnier. Like, I just like Parks
and Rec. Would you say those two in Seinfeld? I'm trying to think. Well, no, because you're going to bring up, like, Cheers and all that. But, like, I'm trying to think.
Well, I'm not Jody Cameron. I wasn't.
Well, I'm just trying to think of, like,
I don't think Cheers is as good as they do. Like, I guess.
Would you say those are the top three half-hour sitcoms?
Well,
Seinfeld's obviously number one.
So, I mean, I like it. Are you including cartoons? Like, I'm a big South.
No, I'm not including. Cartoons, it's a different playing field. Like, the actors don't get old.
I think Cheers, like people would include Cheers. For me personally, it's not my favorite.
I wouldn't.
I think it would be considered one of the
I think we're doing a Mount Rushmore.
I mean, if it was a Mount Rushmore, it would be on there. I mean, that 50 million people used to watch it.
All right, that's what I'm saying. All right, so Cheers. So, Seinfeld, Cheers. Let's just do Mount Rushmore.
Sure, then we have to put, like, I Love Lucy on it or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, or The Honeymooners or some of that crap. You know what I mean? Like, we could do a modern Mount Rushmore and just say, for our purposes, our lifetime.
So it sounded like 30 Rock and Parks and Rec won't be on.
No, I don't think.
Yeah. All right, that's fair. I'll just,
you know, The Office probably be on ahead of it.
Not, the Office, I agree, would probably be on ahead of it.
So anyway.
Curb is a half hour.
Maybe. I mean, Curb.
Now it's, you know, great. HBO.
Yeah, it's not a sitcom.
I agree. I agree.
All right. So we've talked about bat facts. And so he's obsessed.
We have.
I'm obsessed. They're learning about bats. And they, you know, you learn about like she knows what a mammal is, unlike Jodie Camera. Pretty impressive.
Good information to have.
Yeah. But she couldn't remember. She was telling us bat facts and she couldn't remember the littlest bat. So I looked it up. I'm like, oh, it's a bumblebee bat. And she goes, oh, I knew that. I just forgot. Classic Zoe.
It's classic Ellie.
What do you mean? Classic Zoe. Who talks like that? You're six.
Can I drop a quick mammal?
Classic Zoe.
Quick mammal thought for you.
Sure. Yeah, I love it.
I think if you live in the ocean, you're not a mammal.
Wow. Shots at whales, huh?
And sea lions, potentially. I don't think they live in the ocean. Maybe
dolphins, mammals, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like whales.
There's a type of whale that's a mammal.
Let's
right?
just One like,
them, I think all whales are
all
mammals.
Whales. Okay.
Yeah, all whales are mammals. Yeah.
Okay. They have eyelashes.
I don't think that's the reason they're mammals.
Yeah, because you have to have hair to be a mammal. And that's the hair on a whale.
Look, I'm not disputing it. That's an extremely dumb.
Well, the mammal, you have to give birth to live.
Yeah,
young.
I think there's a bunch of little things. There's I don't think three. It's eyelashes.
Give birth to live young. And there's two.
Can you imagine if the real distinguishing factor between mammals and everything else was eyelashes?
I have beautiful eyelashes.
I would agree.
I really do.
I sometimes
Emily always says she wishes she had my. Eyelashes.
I sometimes think
when,
like when eyelashes.
When we had Zoe, we were like, we want her to have my eyelashes.
I've never looked at them. It's hard to look at eyelashes. Yeah, I would. I would say you have textbook eyelashes.
I normally would not. I've had so many people in my life tell me
that's
that.
Wild.
It's so weird. It's the weirdest thing.
That is, especially because like
so many
it's
times
not like they're like super great, long.
Like or... women will say it to me, "I have great eyelashes." I'm like, "Cool,
wow." Yeah, so look at you.
Now I say it. Now I got great eyelashes.
Yeah. Did you look it up?
They're mammals because they produce their own milk.
There you go. That was the other one. Produce your own milk.
Whales produce milk.
I guess
they have inner ears. They breathe air and they produce their own milk.
Wow.
There you go.
That's gross.
That is pretty gross.
A nice gallon of whale milk.
It's
another
be tough
another
to
reason
drink
for you to be even
milk.
More scared.
Well, I'm saying, like, how do you think the kids drink the whale milk? I guess the same way you drink any milk.
They're probably just used to it.
I just feel like in water, it'd be tougher to
nipples.
Drink that. No, I know, but I'm saying, like, outside of water, there's not, like.
I get it. Suction.
Yeah.
Air.
They're fish. Like, let's just be intellectually honest.
Good
here.
Take here. I like
you
that.
Live in the water, you're a fish.
What
Why confuse
if you're amphibious?
People? Which, give me an example.
Well, amphibious means land and water.
Well, I'm saying so. Like,
well, there's
I'll make a distinction.
Like lizards or a bunch of
frogs.
Lizards, frogs, like
frogs.
Like that. Yeah.
Frogs
are reptiles. So
yeah.
They
don't know.
Frogs are amphibians.
They are.
They don't
I know,
live
I'm
in
saying,
water.
Yeah.
Also, amphibians. Like, pick a side. Like, what are we doing here?
Like sea turtles or turtles in general.
Sure. There you go. Pick a side. I like this. Pick a side.
Sea turtles. Do they live in water?
They're sea turtles.
But do they live there? Like, do they sleep in the water?
I don't know, man.
Okay. I'm just curious. Something to think about. That's all I'm saying.
This is good. All right. We're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with the Bet Parks Picks Pod. Anything else? That's it.
Tommy Go Birds.
You're
Saturday.
Going to LA
yeah,
soon?
Yeah, I'm going to LA.
Oh, so are you hanging out at the airport Saturday morning?
Yes, but I don't know all the details.
Okay. Well, come see LA.
I mean, I'll see you. If you're on the Fans of Philly trip going to LA, I'll see
there
you at the
gate. All right. We'll
come
back
to the Chickies and Pete's. I think there's free Bud Light. I think
tomorrow, coming out Chicken Pete's, we'll be there.
Yes, all day.
And, yeah. All right. That's it.
Until then.
He's William James.